This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
All right, everybody, welcome. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. I just want to have some spaghetti western music. You got? Can we be like the wee wee oo? I just feel that way. I feel like we're watching this really interesting scenario play out between, you know, the very cool cucumber. That's Clint Eastwood, played by Donald Trump. And, of course, the banditos out there, played by Eli Wallach and others, you know, that are, I'm going to get you, white gringo, I'm going to kill you, gringo. This is amazing stuff that we're watching. It's an interesting time to be part of the world, right? Jeez, we got all this intrigue. I've got a caller that called into the show, and they get the show late. So he and I had a conversation, and I'm going to actually... It's a taped segment, so I'm going to play that taped segment during the show today. But it's funny because, you know, we're having this conversation about should Donald Trump have bombed Syria, etc. And I've told you guys, the beauty of what's happening today in the media is so cool because it's an education that you don't get through the normal education system. The normal education system is indoctrination. This is an education. Want to know why? Because no matter what I say, you don't have to. You can pay attention to it and go, Kevin, interesting theory. Yeah, and you have one too. And yours is valid. Mine is not more valid because I have more watts behind it. Because I'm reaching more people. Right? And, I mean, don't misunderstand me. I am good. But you're good too. And you reach people. You may have one-on-one conversations. I may have one-on-thousands conversations, and Rush Limbaugh may have one-on-millions conversation. But Rush Limbaugh is no more knowledgeable about Syria or the Middle East or anything else than any of us. Now, he may know, oh, well, there's this region of the country that's more mountainous, and it's difficult to get, you know, a Green Beret or the Navy SEALs into that area and blah, blah, blah in the event of a war. And these groups tend to partner here because the Pashtuns are not at war with the Zhukduns or whatever, right? And he can give you that. But when it comes to just, should we have done this or done that, the answer is his opinion is mere speculation. Now, that's it. It could be speculation based on better inputs. And that's good. That's what we're looking for. I talk about math all the time, knowns and unknowns. If you've got more knowns than I have, you're probably going to come to a better decision. So that's cool. And that's why when I defer, I usually say, well, you know what? Here's the thing. The president has more information than I do. Now, the question could come up, and it has, and in my talking with Anthony, it did. Kevin, do you think his information is solid? Is it good? I have no idea. I have to believe at this point that there are good people in this country that want to see us doing the right things, but I do watch the show Homeland. Have I mentioned that? And I know that there's a lot of trickeration, that there are people that are there to undermine the president, undermine national security. I know it sounds weird, but we do have these people. But the final thing, and we didn't get to this because we ran out of time, but my question was very simple. Do you think that what Trump did, in and of itself, does it support the national interest? The answer is no. If you're bombing somebody else's country, it's not a good thing. If you have a better idea of what the long-range strategy is, then maybe it was a good thing. So I'll give you an example. What if Donald Trump, who, by the way, sent those bomb 59 cruise missiles to Syria and then said to the Chinese Prime Minister, hey, you ready for dinner? I love the concept of that. And while at dinner, the Chinese Prime Minister is... his phone's blowing up, or his aides or, you know, their assistants, their phones are blowing up. And going, hey, they just bombed Syria. And Donald Trump then takes that opportune time to say, you know, we're talking about this negotiation on trade, and it's not fair, and we're just not going to put up with it anymore, so we need to start looking at it. And, of course, we all know by now that the outcome of that decision was the Chinese said, you know, we do need to take a look at trade. Then what happened? We ended up with a whole other scenario where North Korea came into play. Now, did that impact the decision-making that came with that? My suspicion is it did. Donald Trump probably said something along the lines of, you know, so while we're talking about trade, here's what we need to be thinking about. As a gesture of your willingness to negotiate this, I have a problem with this little fat kid in North Korea, and I think you should help out. And so my suspicion is the Chinese said, easy to do. Easy to do. Not even, if that's going to get us a feather in our cap when we go to negotiate, we're going to go ahead and do that. And so we'll see. I don't know what the outcome is going to be. But I will tell you this. Tying it all together, you can see that you can connect the dots and say to yourself, huh, had Trump not bombed Syria, could Xi Jinping or whatever his name is for China, the prime minister, could he take Donald Trump serious in a negotiation? When it comes to the North Koreans, with Donald Trump saying during the campaign, that's a Chinese problem. That is a Southeast or an Asian issue, and these are the ones that are going to deal with the fallout. This is the guy that's a madman. Who's to say he's not going to be threatening China? You know, so let them deal with it. And what does he do? He does it. What a brilliant move. And I talked about it yesterday at the last hour of the show. I don't know if some of you may not have heard that because I don't know what hours you get of the program. But that is just, that is strategy on a level that people probably aren't even thinking of. Certainly not at a level that baby black Jesus would never consider. So these are really amazing things that are happening. And what's funny is I want to see the left. I want to see them have to look at a real dude, a guy who knows what he's doing and saying, you know, hey, look at what this guy's able to accomplish. You want to talk about diplomacy? Diplomacy to take people who are spy. Do you think Donald Trump is not going to say to the Chinese, look, you spy on us, you keep doing these hacking jobs that you're doing? If you don't think that conversation came up at dinner, man, you'd have to be out of your mind. Donald Trump said, you guys better get your act together. You're not going to be spying on us and breaking into our computer systems and stuff. If you're going to do things like that, you're going to be helping us. And you're going to take care of this little fat kid in North Korea. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. I just want to cover that. I will have Anthony on. And it's going to be great show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
And it's almost like being in love. Donald Trump is president. Leftists are going to be mad. I'm going to say it anyway. It's almost like being in love. I want to go all Broadway on you. What a day this has been. What a moment like this. I don't even know the words, but it's almost like being, Donald Trump's presidency is almost like being in love. Oh, man, come on. Don't turn the dial. It's Kevin Jackson. That's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. I'm hoarse, or I could really have knocked that out of the park. What a day this has been. But I've been talking so much, speaking all over the place, phone interviews, right? You know, whatever. And Donald Trump's presidency is almost like being in love. It is. You have a commander-in-chief. You have an alpha male in the White House, somebody making you proud all around the world, telling people, we don't take that anymore. I don't care what you said, G7 summit. You're going to start opening up your trade barriers there in Canada. A buddy of mine, he told me, he says, a good friend of Trudeau's said, Justin, You can't win a trade war with America. You can go talk tough all you want, and all you're going to do is make yourself look stupid. You cannot win a trade war with America. I just told you guys earlier in the broadcast about Theresa May and NATO and trade and all that. And what did Theresa May say? We need to open up all borders for fair trade, for free trade, no tariffs, whatever. She's going along the lines of Donald Trump. What do you think Germany's going to do? What do you think France is going to do? What do you think the European Union is going to do if they want to sell product to you? What do you think they're going to do? They're going to lessen those trade barriers because that's the only choice they have. That's not even what I want to talk about. I want to talk about alpha male Donald Trump, commander-in-chief, replacing the commander in grief. The guy, Barack Obama, who wanted to gay up the military, who then said, you will learn how to deal with transsexuals and other sexuals, exuals, homosexuals, heterosexuals. Last time I checked, I just want an efficient and effective killing machine known as the military that is deployed whenever you get on our nerves to the degree that you become a menace. Then I want our military deployed. I don't care if you wear skirts and have bagpipes, as long as you can shoot and go take care of business. That's what I want. And I don't think that is a requirement for people to ask. But I'm going to tell you, I don't want your indulgences. I understand military discipline. I want you to do what you're told and do it like a good soldier. That's what you've learned how to do that. When you sign up for the military, and let's face it, everybody signs up. It isn't constriction. Nobody's putting a gun to somebody's head and saying, you join the military, else, boy. Nope, you join on your own. And in doing that, you say, I need to be straightened out. I want to be in a regimented thing where I put country before anything else. Country before my personal, indulgences. And that's what the military does. And for the most part, they are all there and they are honorable, ready to go people. But then there are the ones inside who've succumbed to liberalism, who've bought into the idea that you should pay for my sex change. I joined the military to get my degree so I could get out. I didn't know I had an obligation. What kind of crazy military has Donald Trump created, though, right? No more concern for LGBTQ issues. Things like the transgender. Has he gone crazy? By leftist standards, the answer is yes. Because according to the Washington Times, the Army now returns focus on battlefield training and not social issues. Holy cow. Who knew? An army focused on fighting? Who says Obama isn't missed? Here's what the Washington Times wrote. Fighting now takes precedence over dealing with transitioning transgender troops, drug abuse, and other issues as the Army seeks to overhaul its training regimen to hone its soldiers' battlefield skills. You mean we are not going to have social justice warriors? And we're going to have actual warriors that go fight battles in case we need them? Battlefield skills? I suggest that fighting against leftist indoctrination indeed tested the Army's skills. And for those keeping score, the Army lost. Until, dun, 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 what a day it has been, what a moment like this, but it's almost like being, yeah, it's almost like being in love with Donald Trump. Maybe under a commander-in-chief who's an alpha male, things will finally return to normal. Army Secretary Mark Esper and Chief of Staff General Mark Milley, service leaders are making optional, previously mandatory trainings on issues such as transgender transition and drug abuse. The move, Army leaders argue, is designed to relieve stress on the overburdened troop training regimen and refocus soldiers on ability to fight in combat. Can you believe we're having to refocus soldiers on the ability to fight in combat? The Army's regulations and policies that deal with training was pretty settled, and there were not a lot of detractors to it. It was all the other training requirements that we levied on ourselves, and we had levied from other places that led to the increasingly cumbersome approach to combat readiness, said Colonel John O'Grady, Chief of the Army's Collective Training Division. Can you imagine this guy when they said, look, let's get these people out of the battlefield. Let's get them trained on this transgender thing. That's a big deal right now. Come on, John. Let's go, Colonel. Get on the stick. I'm sure he joined up so he could indulge the army's whims, you know, the social justice warrior whims with all this nonsense. That's why he joined the military. I don't know about you, but I'm weren't you pleased to know that we were picking out our freaking battlefield colors and figuring out who was going to be a fashion week for the freaking army under Barack Obama? God forbid Trump actually makes our military ready to fight. Whew. Now, if you think the social justice agenda wasn't pervasive, understanding that along with mandatory training programs on transgender troops and drug abuse, courses on media awareness and human trafficking were eliminated from the mandatory curriculum. Yeah. Media awareness and human trafficking. Well, explain to me what our military has to do with this, please. And if you're wondering what the hell the Army needed training in this nonsense, you're not alone. But these were the mandates imposed under America's first LGBTQ president, Barack Obama. Are you happy now that you got rid of this clown? Are you happy now that you're watching our world return to normal? Look, I don't care who you are, leftist, rightist, whatever. If you're an American and you're telling me that our military needs to go through this kind of nonsense, you are a crazed leftist zombie, period. I don't care. If you want to say, Kevin, I'm going to run my coffee shop, hang my gay flag, tell people about gay pride or whatever, I don't care what you do with that. But with our military, leave them the hell alone. Let them do what their charter is. And it isn't to figure out, oh, how do I handle the gay transgender dude in my foxhole? If you want to be a gay transgender, stay in the private sector. Don't get in the military.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. God Said, Man Said.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. God Said, Man Said.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. God Said, Man Said.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Crews in Northern and Southern California are continuing to fight wildfires as hurricane force winds cover much of the state. Now, the good news is the wind should start dying down in Northern California later on this afternoon. But for the rest of the state, it's supposed to stay windy at least through Wednesday. Los Angeles County Fire Chief Scott Galbraith has an update on everyone that's helping everyone out in California.
The state, under state-to-state mutual aid, has requested assistance from the surrounding states. We have 189 engines coming in to give us a hand. Most of them are here now, with 55 additional engines on top of that coming from the state of Texas.
Stan Lee, the comic book mastermind behind superheroes such as Spider-Man, has died today at the age of 95 years old. Votes are continuing to be counted today in Florida, Georgia, and Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you feeling guilty about your white privilege?
I can't eat the watermelon and fried chicken because that's cultural appropriation. Do you have any white people food?
Is white supremacy getting you down?
Sorry, we have to take the long way, okay? I don't go down any streets named Jefferson or Washington because they had slaves and that's totally racist and it's white supremacy.
Do you want to finally be forgiven for slavery?
I need to call my friends, Shaquita, Shaquanda, and Terrence, and let them know that I'm sorry for slavery and institutional racism and white supremacy.
Well, for a limited time, the Kevin Jackson Radio Show is offering KJ Repair, a fast-track white guilt credit repair program that will free you from the oppressive and debilitating shackles of white guilt. Yes, that's right. Say hello to acknowledging white supremacy and say goodbye to white guilt. All you have to do is listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, and you will get the highest quality in reparations credits. For every hour that you listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, you will be forgiven for one full hour of slavery. Not 20 minutes, not 10 minutes, not 5 minutes like some of our competitors. At that rate, you'll have white guilt forever. No, at KJ Repair, for every hour that you listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, you will be forgiven for 1 hour of slavery. That's right, one full hour of slavery. Like it never even happened. Say goodbye to the burdens of your melanin deficiency for only 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, by listening to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show Monday through Friday. Time is running out. You must act now before American slavery is completely forgiven worldwide. If you sign up today, we will forgive you for 30 hours of slavery absolutely free. That's right, 30 hours of slavery absolutely free.
This offer is for straight white men only, blacks, Hispanics, women, gays, trans, and Muslims. Need not apply. Reparations credits are non-transferable.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So I got this story. It was off of Milo, who's got this new web. I guess he's got a bunch of money, investors, $12 million, and he's doing a media outlet. And it's funny. I was telling somebody, I said, you know, when Breitbart, when Andrew was alive, he came to me. He says, hey, Kevin, I got an investor that's going to put in $10 million to Breitbart. Maybe it was 10 or, yeah, 10 or 20. I can't remember. I want to say it was $10 million. And he told me, he says, yeah, I want to take it to the next level. And he invited me to join him. And I said, Andrew, I just want to do sort of a comedic thing. I don't really want to do straight news. I've never been an editor. I don't have a degree in journalism. And I said, but if you put something together that's that piece of it, I'd love to throw in with you. And he goes, nah, man, we're going to do like, you know, really want to build straight news. And let me tell you, what a success story. What a success story. These guys are doing 200 million, I think they did 300 million unique visitors the other month. They are one of the largest media sources now in America, maybe on the planet. And so the model has just really worked out. I remember when my friend Dana went there, and I don't know what happened. You know, when Breitbart died, she left shortly thereafter. I don't think she and Steve Bannon got along too well. And I told you guys, I had a run-in. Not a run-in. I mean, Steve had me on the radio show, and I was talking about the black condition, and he started challenging me with this kind of leftist nonsense. And I was like, I remember it being contentious, but not in a bad, I mean, he still holds me in high esteem, and I hold him in high esteem. But it was definitely one of those things where, like, what are you talking about? You don't even know what you're talking about. Well, Kevin, surely you can say this or that. And I was like, whoa, no, I can't. And he's using the tactics of the left on me, and just wasn't going to work for me. But anyway, it's very successful, and I'm certainly glad that they've made a name for themselves. Because let me tell you, the other media is after every single one, whether it's Tucker's deal, the Daily Caller, Breitbart, or whomever. They're after us. And they will use every means necessary, whether it's Google or Facebook or Twitter or whatever, to go after us and to stifle our ability to speak freely. And it always cracks me up, because if I were to sit down with any of them, I would love to. And you guys know my standing offer is, anybody that thinks they're big enough and bad enough, come on the show. I'll treat you with respect. We can have it out. And I can already tell you the outcome. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to metaphorically rip your head off if you're a leftist trying to defend any of the policies of the left. And because you're not going to get away with the anecdotal stuff. Well, Kevin, there's this one black chick that this guy helped, that helped on such and such. Yeah, but what about the 10 million others that didn't? You know, you can't get away with that with me. And I don't know. I'm hopefully teaching that to many, many other Americans as well. But anyway, there was a story that I wanted to cover. And this FBI translator ends up, she marries a terrorist. And it made me think of, you know, if you want to know how compromised America had become under Obama, this story about Daniela Green, or Danielle Green, Daniela, is a perfect example. She worked for the FBI during the era of Obama. She traveled to Syria in 2015 at working for the Bureau as a translator, Arabic translator. And while there, she was, quote, compromised.
In more ways than one, wink, wink.
And she ended up marrying an ISIS terrorist. And the twist is that the very terrorist that she marries is the guy that she's supposed to be translating, you know, for the FBI, so that she could say, you know, tell us what he's up to. And, you know, according to CNN, Daniela Green lied to the FBI about where she was going, and warned her husband he was under investigation. Oh, you know what? Let me finish that thought I was having earlier. So Milo has his new media outlet, and we read the story on his site. That was kind of where I was going. And the other thing I was going to is, if anybody out there has got $10 million and wants to invest in a media project, send it to us. Send it to Kevin Jackson, care of. You know, it's funny. I have a lot of people who would like to see us do more, and we're in the process of working with them to make that happen. But to me, it is funny to joke about the need for money, because the left, they never have to worry about it. They always have it. Anyway, I digress. Yet another era, Obama era, I should say, case of espionage. And what's funny about it is, we heard nothing about this. This is a two-year-old, well, I don't know how many years, it's maybe older than 2 years, but it's old. The story's not new. And when I found this, I was like, you got to be kidding me. Yeah, and what was funny, when I looked for graphics of Daniela Green to put up on the site, I couldn't find any. Couldn't find anything about Daniela Green. Everything is blurred out. You can't tell who she is. They blur. There's not a picture of her that I guess is really her that hasn't been blurred out or probably scrubbed from the internet. It's impressive to me how these people can, 2 years, you know, this has been going on, this story, longer than that. So anyway, Green's saga, which has never been publicized, exposes an embarrassing breach of national security at the FBI, an agency that has made its mission the rooting out of ISIS sympathizers across our country. So why didn't we hear about such a potentially explosive story where an FBI agent marries a terrorist? Now think about it. America finds itself in the midst of this ideological battle. It's good versus evil. American spirit versus Muslim. Islam. And America, she fights for her ideological life. Whether you know it or not, that's what's going on here. And although we embrace Muslims or anybody else who wishes to adapt to America, many Americans refuse to support the political correctness that the left wants to demand of us when it comes to Muslims. And that's where the chasm develops. And like I said, I'm happy to debate any leftist anytime on this subject or any of the other multitude of subjects that have to do with the political landscape here. 844, the phone number is 844-551-8255. Or 1-844-KICK-YOUR-BUTT. No, I'm kidding. It's not the number. So the irony to all of this is Americans who side for America were obviously right. You know, here's where I break it down when Justice Thomas says, Kevin, you have a way of synthesizing things that nobody else can do. Here's where I break it down. I know we're right. You want to know why? Because we fight ISIS. If we were wrong to keep Muslims out, the radical Muslims, and to crack down on radical imams and mosques and things like that, we wouldn't have a need to fight them. We wouldn't have a need for a Department of Homeland Security. Department of Homeland Security didn't get expanded because white people like Timothy McVeigh were all over the place. It got expanded because of Muslims. So when it was discovered anyway, the green had flipped in more ways than one. You would think that we would have been given a full account of our treasonous activities, right? That the Obama administration dropped the hammer of Thor on her. What, girl, what are you doing? They would have been all over her case. But they didn't. They didn't. The punishment that she got was, quite frankly, it raises red flags. It even raised red flags within CNN. So to recap, we've got an FBI translator who's being used to track a terror cell that's across, over in the States, probably working with the CIA. She goes to Syria. And I'm not sure if she went to Syria on her own or if she went as a translator, but she gets married in Syria to an ISIS terrorist and ultimately gets
this
discovered.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. You know what I really like about Trump and the administration? These guys really know how to multitask. And you can multitask when you have good people. And so I look at some of the things that Trump has addressed. So, for example, he's addressing trade. He's addressing the economy. The jobs creation, which, you know, has a lot of different tentacles into different things. So that's tax policy. That's, EPA, OSHA, regulations, a regulatory environment for companies and corporations. And he's addressing veterans issues, the military. He's addressing his own cabinet and leakers. He's got all kinds of people fighting him inside of our government. He's addressing issues around the scandals that they've tried to create, the fake scandals around Russia, while simultaneously having to look at the scandal created by Debbie Wasserman Schultz and these Muslim IT guys that I think is a bigger, going to be a bigger scandal than anybody even imagined, because that thing's going to have tentacles reaching all, throughout the previous administration and the Democrats in general. So he's balancing all these things, and he's doing very, very well. And meanwhile, the world is looking at all of the turmoil that's going on, being created by, of course, the left. So it's amazing that Trump can stay so focused, and he can do it in parallel in so many different areas where we're improving. Look, he's got a long way to go in foreign policy, no doubt about it, but it's because of the situation with the left. For example, Russia just expelled a bunch of our people and seized our properties. They say, oh, they did that because of the sanctions that America put on to Russia. No, they didn't. They did that because that's what Barack Obama did to them earlier, and it was in retaliation of that. So Trump's got to clean up his mess there, and ultimately he will. But the bigger issue for me is that this is exactly what Donald Trump was put in place for, is because he looks at all these things and he can tackle them in parallel. And a good one, and this is what I wanted to get to, is the VA. The VA killed our veterans while they sat on waiting list. The same thing that, by the way, Barack Obama's Obamacare has done to many citizens. The guesstimate is 20,000 per year are now dying because of Obamacare, more than what we're dying before. And these people celebrate this stuff. Nancy Pelosi, I'm a master legislator for killing people. They celebrate the oppression of conservatives with the IRS. They celebrate the running guns into Mexico. They celebrate four people dying in Benghazi. They celebrate these things. They celebrate themselves through leftism and without a care in the world about consequences. I always come back to the building industry, because it would be like Donald Trump finding out that his ceiling is cracked or his foundation is cracked, and he goes, hey, let's all celebrate. I built a building that is substandard, won't meet code, but let's celebrate it. Said no builder ever. Builders, watch even these TV shows where they build a house, which is not that difficult, and they go through and do an inspection, and they're mad. This paint didn't do this, or this has a nick in it, or you put the wrong faucet handle in, or whatever. They go through, and they just blip, 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 and they make blue tape marks and everything they want corrected until it is done right. But not the government. Government doesn't care. They don't care about accountability or anything. So under Obama, government grew enormously. I want you to understand, this beast that doesn't care grew to unimaginable proportions. But the Fed didn't just get bigger, it got badder. And I don't mean as in like big and bad. I'm talking about worse. Obama set a record for the size of the basic federal workforce. He left office with 1.4 million people collecting salaries in government agencies in 2017. Now, I want you to think about the orbit of the government. 1.4 million people, and the organizations that support that are probably 2 to 3X. It's unbelievable. It's a 10% jump in what he took over from Bush, who increased the government by 17%. So if government wasn't big enough before Bush increased it 17%. That was all mostly Homeland Security and a bunch of other, a layer of protection that we supposedly have. And Barack Obama came in and added 10% on top of that, just to put it in perspective. Now, people would argue, well, Kevin, why aren't you mad at Bush? I am mad at Bush. Bush, this massive expansion of Bush wasn't even enough for Obama. He needed to put 10% on top of that. I'm mad at both those fools. The government is so enormous, folks. There are duplicate agencies for almost everything, and they don't even know what they're doing. This was back in 2014. USA Today reported this. They said New government report on duplication and fragmentation in federal programs can read like a book of screwing the light bulb jokes. It takes 10 different offices at the Department of Health and Human Services to run programs addressing AIDS in minority communities. Autism research is spread over 11 different agencies. 8 agencies in the department, in the Defense Department, are looking for prisoners of war and missing in action. And Shriver Air Force Base in Colorado has 8 different satellite control centers to control 10 satellite programs. The report by the nonpartisan GAO, that's the Government Accountability Office, identifies 26 areas where federal government programs are fragmented, duplicative, overlapping, or just inefficient. Add to that the 162 areas identified in past reports, and Congress has a roadmap for saving tens of billions of dollars a year. Now, folks, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to tell you. Start cutting fat by cutting duplicate efforts in departments, but Obama did nothing. So government grew, and that enormity brought more waste and corruption. And what it also brought is neglect, and that's why veterans died on the waiting list. Now, Barack Obama stood before the government, the people of this nation and the veterans, and he said, it's unacceptable. He said, we've got to do more. He promised action after he learned of the scandals of veterans dying on waiting lists in not one, but multiple locations of the VA. So then Obama accepts this token resignation of the guy who, Shinseki didn't, wasn't even the guy that did it. The guy before him was the one who did it, and he retired. Shinseki resigns as if it was his problem. And here's what I wrote at the time. During the House Veterans Affairs Committee hearings, GOP and Committee Chairman Jeff Miller put 4th rounds of questioning to Philadelphia and Wilmington, Virginia Regional Offices Director Diana Rubens and St. Paul, Virginia Regional Office Director Kimberly Grace. Both ladies enacted their 5th Amendment right, refused to answer the chairman's numerous questions. Even Undersecretary for Benefits Allison Hickey, now retired and how convenient as a private citizen, hasn't responded to Miller's request to appear before the committee. So these people didn't want to stand before the man and answer questions about the VA scandal, advised by counsel to not do so. So they took the 5th Amendment, both of them. Now, guess what was going on at the VA? Salaries were expanding, budgets were getting bigger, and veterans were dying on waiting list. VA employees skated. Dozens of them involved. But under President Trump, things changed. So last week, they posted a list of hundreds of VA employees who were fired or punished for misconduct since the Trump administration took office on January the 20th. The VA left vets to die on waiting list. I'm reading this. It's a glaring example of what's wrong with the entire civil service. It's become a federal employee protection racket. Workers in every part of the bureaucracy who commit serious wrongs like tax evasion, watching porn on the job, robbing a bank on non-work hours, typically keep their jobs and even get bonuses. Folks, you think I'm kidding you when you see these stories. Robbing a bank on non-work hours and you keep your job. Back in 1883, Congress passed the Pendleton Act to replace patronage with civil service so workers would be hired and paid based on merit. But not now. Federal workers get hefty salaries and benefits regardless of their work quality with no risk of getting fired. One kind of corruption has been replaced with another. Now, unlike Obama, who pretended to give a crap about veterans and their level of service, President Trump proves yet again that he does. But where's the media? 500 plus people were fired from the VA. Somebody did a report. I don't know who's running the VA right now, but somebody submitted a report and said, Mr. President, here you go. And Donald Trump says, okay, great. Fire these people. And that's that. See, that's leadership. Now, the proof will be when veterans stop dying on waiting lists. But I'll tell you this. This is an important first step. This is the type of thing that Barack Obama should have done, but didn't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.